So this is just a test. This is just a test. We can just say something real quick and then
fucking. Right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, that's working, right? Yeah. Okay, that's cool. It's working. As far as we know. Watch it not record anything like out. That would suck. All our hard work.
All our hard work that went into like this in probably, what, 10 minutes? This is probably the least work ever. It feels like, anyway, right?
Right.
Because I could still hear myself in the background. Can you?
No.
Yeah, dude.
What? I can't. There's... No, I'm blocked out. I fucking turned the volume out. Did you?
Yeah, I am out.
I don't know where it's coming from. Then.
Hello?
Is it from, coming from that? Are you on two things or just one? Are you on the web page too?
Okay. Yeah, it's off, dude.
Yeah. I don't hear anything.
All right, so what do you got, man?
Oh, we're up already?
Yeah, dude. Well, you're the one that was like, push freaking start and go.
All right. Well, let's start from where we left off last. What happened since then?
When did we leave off fat last?
2 months ago, maybe? August? End of August was the last.
I had just finished, I guess I just started my job, or maybe a month in. So, what am I, July?
Fracking Cat is on. Oh, I do hear an echo. See? I think it's a room, dude. Maybe change that. Is that still echoing?
Hello. See?
Fuck, what'd you do?
Shit.
Yes, Fracking Cat, it is a lo-fi show.
Holy crap, is it Fracking Cat?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
And can you hear an echo? Better yet.
Yeah, can you hear us first of all, and then can you hear an echo secondly?
We were just talking into the air, basically. Now we have someone to actually help us. That's how fucking lo-fi we are.
Yeah.
We don't
care about,
we don't even know
doing
how
really real testing. Or actually, we do testing, but it doesn't work.
But our testing is happening right now.
Right.
Like,
we test on air.
So is he rating? Is he said anything? He's probably like, can't hear shit.
Can you hear anything, Cat? Fuck.
Okay, so. Say anything. Yeah, type it.
Can. Ah, oh, fuck.
What?
Can you hear us?
Where's my water?
I don't know, man.
Oh, they're right there. Can you reach it? Don't put your hands all over it.
Yes, I'm going to lift it with my face.
Okay.
He hasn't said anything. What the hell, Cat? You fall asleep that fast? Remember last time he fell asleep on us?
Yes. So I guess we can just do the whole thing by chat. And can you hear that? He can't even...
He's not even answering yet. Just give him a second. God damn it. This is lame, man. Well, we tested earlier. We were hearing ourselves, right?
Yeah, we heard ourselves.
Hold on.
Ourselves, right? See what...
Yeah, that's there. I undid that.
Oh.
We should be able to... I don't know how loud we are, though.
Does that mean yes?
Yes. Don't you know pirate talk, dude?
Okay. Do we sound good? I mean, not like good.
Oh, do we sound like on a good level, or is it too low, or what? Do you hear the echo also?
Yes, the echo.
Yes, Cat, we asked you two questions, and you only answered one. Maybe.
Come on, Cat. What the heck?
We're depending on you for the quality of the show.
You weren't there the last time, was he? He wasn't, was
he? He hasn't been on for a while.
So...
Have my volume turned up, and you're kind of
thought it was me. Shit.
Okay. So thanks. All right. We'll turn your thing down now.
Is that better, Cat? Can you? Get closer to the mic. Is that better, Cat? I think it's still low. All right, Cat. How about that? Is that better?
No, he said something.
Better. He said better. All right.
Oh, dude, well, I'm low right there. Oh, that's you. You're low.
Okay. I don't want to be fucking super loud.
All right. You think we'd work out the kinks by now?
What about that fucking echo, though?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck. Hold on.
Hold on, I got an idea.
Just reset the...
Hello?
Hello. Damn it.
Hello?
Fucking A, man.
It's changed the room. Change the room. Maybe something was fucking hit accidentally in.
Check.
Yeah, good to have you back, Kat. Except for we're in fucking echo mode and Tony can't get us out.
What the fuck, dude?
Just changed the room.
I did. It's on church now, Spleen. Spleen.
What the fuck? It's not Mixler. I can hear it straight in my fucking headphones.
All right, so how about now?
Check. Fuck you.
This is bullshit. Everything's down. The effects are down. Okay, do that.
No, that was the fucking.
I mean,
we can just do this.
Is it that bad?
It's your thing.
Hey, Emma, what's up?
Dude, it's,
what?
It's not. I was going to say it's up on this, but it's not.
No, because it's a different. There's a different thing. This is straight in the board.
The fucking A, man. It didn't do this shit before.
Fuck.
Check. Hello.
Okay, now it's good.
So I just turned down this.
What was that?
The freaking computer.
How the fuck did that do that?
Okay, can you guys still hear us?
Can you guys still hear the computer or us talking? We should be able to because I don't see why not. That's just your fucking PC.
Your PC. See, man, it's I just muted it.
But what about mine, though? Mine's fine, right?
Yeah, because it was this stupid-ass computer. But
okay, well, Emma says she can hear and says Kat says still hear you. All right,
well,
fucking... Why do we do this every fucking... Like, 10 minutes of just bullshitting. Like, we can't figure out the goddamn board by now. But then it does different shit every time.
Yeah, man, because that was... Maybe I had to do something with that stupid update, that fucking one with the Mixler. They did
maybe
something with...
we should update. Well, I turned it on early. It didn't update until now, though, or just, like, recently.
Okay, well, whenever we have fucking new updates, it's because we don't fucking do this shit this often.
Which we're going to start doing every Thursday night.
Yeah.
Every other Thursday night. So,
yeah, if you wanted extra shitty, then that's when we're going to do it. Like, if it wasn't shitty enough, Nat thinks we don't get shitty enough.
Okay, so the 7th is the next time we'll do it. December 7th.
Dude.
Just shut up. Just go along with it. All right.
Ready? Oh, okay, Mr. Rapist.
What the fuck is that about, man?
Just saying.
No, you're trying to be topical, but shut up.
Just forcing me to do stuff.
Just sit back and enjoy it, bitch.
Tony, we had to talk about this, and Tony was like, well, that's basically how, you know, why we're here. Like, what, your dad sexually harassed your mom?
Dude. Everybody came to this world on some small form of sexual harassment.
No, man. I'd like to think my parents had like a nice courting and whatever else. And then he didn't like just grab her ass.
I'm pretty sure your mom didn't want to like have sex every freaking time with your dad. I'm sure at one point you're like, nah. It's like, damn it. And then he like forced.
Yeah, that's when you stop.
What?
That's when you stop.
Stop what?
Trying to have sex with her.
She's just not in the mood. And then you're like, well, what the fuck, man? And then she feels obligated, so she fucks you. And then you're like, all right, well, that was a form of...
So you're saying you could be the result of a grudge fuck or something?
Maybe.
Or
who knows? I could have been a freaking post-fight fuck.
I wonder if that affects your personality if you were the product of a grudge fuck.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty freaking negative.
Like so, the sperm came out angry and pissed off the egg.
I don't know, dude. That's something we need to ask the science people.
You have to get a bunch of people to like grudge fuck other people and then wait for the results to see how their kid turned out.
And, you know.
But they have to be like a grudge fuck every time they fuck, though.
Just imagine. There's a lot of, I mean. Just start the fucking show, dick.
I guess it's 11 minutes in. All right.
10 of it was freaking us like, can you hear us? How about now?
I know.
Well, can you hear that echo? Go.
It's not there anymore, right?
I know, dick. Okay. Just go.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're so weird, dude. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Where the fuck, dude, does that come from?
I don't know.
Happy belated Thanksgiving from Tony B and Nat at the Lo-Fi Show. Now, here are two more turkeys that'll put you to sleep.
Alright, that was good. Hey, welcome to the Lo-Fi Show. It is me, Tony B.
And it's Nat.
What was your Nat the Impossible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or something weird. I don't even remember what it was.
I've given up that title.
So yeah, that was Hell's Bells, if you haven't heard, but... That was in honor of Malcolm Young. He passed away last week. Was it? It's been almost a week or during this week? Can't remember.
I think it's...
It's already fucking...
A week or two.
Time's flying too fast, man. But anyway, I figured we'd...
It's almost end of 2017, man.
AC/DC, I mean, I liked them when... By the time I came around, Back in Black came out, you know? That's when I just first started hearing hard rock or whatever. So I was more of the Brian Johnson era.
Night.
And then when I heard freaking like Bon Scott, and I was like, oh, this shit's pretty good fucking too. I think I like Bon Scott better. Is what I'm trying to say.
Pretty good fucking.
The Back in Black album, that's a fucking classic. Every single one of those songs is just perfect. Not perfect, but it's listenable. I don't know if you're listening to it or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, dude, that freaking album is, yeah, I guess it's probably one of the top albums for me to like get into hard rock. I don't know about you,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, it's a classic, like the Dark Side of the Moon, fucking all that bullshit.
Yeah, man. It's up there. So, which is funny because yesterday was Thanksgiving, right? And I didn't see it, but apparently on the Thanksgiving parade, during it, the Macy's parade, they said the Goo Goo Dolls, and they introduced Goo Goo Dolls as classic rock. Now, next up is the classic rock band Goo Goo Dolls, or something stupid like that.
I saw something about that. I saw like a little blurb or something.
Are you fucking kidding me, man? What? REO Speedwagon's still playing, right?
Yeah.
They're still around.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones are still... So what, how is that considered classic rock? How, Metallica, if anything, should be considered classic rock. They're on classic stations, right?
I think so.
At least the some songs I hear on, like, I don't know, I haven't heard terrestrial radio in a while, but... Anyway, so... How did we go from classic? Oh, yeah. Goo Goo Dolls, classic rock. Iris is classic rock, everybody. I saw Goo Goo Dolls back in the day, man, before they were cool. When they were cool. And then I saw them again. We saw them again during the Iris period. You know, like, what's that one album? Something.
Rockin' Cat said he heard the radio station call Guns N' Roses classic rock. It hurt his heart.
Yeah, dude. It's freaking fucked up when you start hearing the bands that you kind of grew up with and they're like in a category now, like classic rock category. You're like, really? I'm not that old. Okay, maybe I am, but still, you know?
So what's the dividing line between like Led Zeppelin and Metallica or Guns N' Roses?
Right. I mean...
They're classic rock. vintage classic rock.
And you know who died recently? The chubby checker. That's was it. What kind of rock? That's rock and roll.
Some Faith No More member died too. Chuck something Mosley something.
Yeah, Chuck Mosley. He was the first singer. I wasn't very big on him. I just didn't like.
Yeah, introduce yourself. It was a.
I didn't. You know, a lot of people did. I thought it was okay, but for me, Mike Patton, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, dude.
Obviously.
I still respect what he did, but I don't know, Mike Patton, dude. I'll take him. But no offense, just in case he's hearing us on some astral plane. Those assholes. We get like freaking haunted by Chuck Mosley. What a random freaking thing. Dude, I think I'm being haunted by Chuck Mosley. Who?
How would Chuck Mosley haunt you?
Huh?
How would Chuck Mosley haunt you?
Start singing freaking We Care a Lot, like in the background.
That's not that bad. Could be worse.
On a loop.
Yeah, I mean, anything on a loop is shit.
Exactly. So, and he's just sitting
we
there like...
We care a lot. We care a lot.
Yeah. And yeah, that's all I hear, like, in my head. Even if, as loud as I turn my fucking record or my CD player up, it's all I hear.
That would be annoying.
I could put on my whatever in my streaming. It's We Care a Lot. No matter where I'm driving around, it's We Care a Lot.
I played Balls of the Wall earlier. I don't know why. I just put it on Alexa, and she just, it was like, this song sucks worse than I remember.
What?
Balls of the except
dude, that doesn't suck.
Dude, that song's shit.
No, it's not. How it dare you, sir? It's fuck.
His voice is all crappy and
My gosh, he's Udo, dude. Gosh, I hate you. It's okay, you just
that
gave
song
me
was terrible.
One more reason to fucking hate your guts. Gosh.
That song was terrible. You gotta admit.
No, dude. It wasn't.
I listened to Grim Reaper, See You in Hell. See, that still stands up.
I saw that video on freaking VH1 Classic. See you in hell, my friend. Gosh, that was... And he was an ugly as fuck. He was ugly. You know, as a guy, and I'm not fucking good looking by any means, I can say...
If you had to fuck one of them, would you have Udo fuck you or Grim Reaper dude fuck you? I don't even know his name.
Udo.
Ew.
Just saying, dude.
With the fucking camouflage shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Camouflage, man. That shit fucks shit up automatically.
He's just wearing like a camouflage shirt and no pants. Like Daffy Duck.
So speaking of no pants.
Or Porky Pig.
So all those fucking allegations that are flying out of fucking Hollywood now, don't you think it's kind of like...
No, Daffy Duck was all naked. Donald Duck wore fucking pants.
No, he didn't.
What?
Donald Duck had the top and he was white in the bottom, remember?
What? Hold on, let me look.
Donald Daffy Duck was completely nude.
That's what I mean. Daffy Duck was naked.
Yeah.
I
but said Daffy Donald Duck had didn't have pants.
Yeah.
He just had a shirt.
The fucking animal, the pantless animals. Like Porky Pig.
Freaking Goofy Creepy. Had pants. He had a fucking whole suit on. He was fully clothed.
Yeah, there's just like a certain number of creepy animals. Well, then again, what's creepier? Fucking full on naked or just like at least you're trying to make an effort with a jacket or something?
Your jacket.
I'm looking distinguished as I like have my cock out.
Like fucking Louis C.K. So as I was saying earlier, don't you think that all those years of freaking the quote unquote liberal left and all of Hollywood
completely made the effort to put on a bow tie. Oh, God, but he's completely like butt ass naked on the bottom. Donald.
Yeah, let's just continue that freaking like carnival, that conversation.
How do you make the effort to make a bow tie and then just not throw on pants or even underwear?
I wonder what his closet looks like. It's just a bunch of shirts and bow ties.
Maybe he just couldn't get pants to fit his fat ass, dude.
Anyway, so on a serious topic with all the shit that happens going on in freaking the liberal left and all these people getting outed about being sexual predators and sexual this and that, don't you think it's all like being played? It's all political anyway, or something.
I don't know. Everything's all political. Because I mean, it's obviously a good thing to expose these freaks.
Because you got, yeah, exactly. You got all these people on the left basically downtrodding everything about fucking Trump. Everything. He's like, or just political. And all of a sudden, blam, they just come out. All you need is one Trump supporter to sit there and say this. And then all of a sudden, the floodgates open. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they're all Trump supporters. Sure, all these people are creeps, But it's just weird that it's just coming out now, you know, after all these years of freaking, you know, the liberal left and the elitists and this and that, and they can get away with whatever they want with by saying whatever, and all of a sudden, blam, you know, no one takes their words seriously anymore because you're just a fucking sexual pervert, you know?
Right.
It's kind of fucked up, but at the same time, dude, I'm not in the entertainment business, and I know that's a fucking creepy-ass fucking industry, you know? If I'm going to go to fucking try to be in Hollywood or whatever, I'm going to be, I'm expected to have the fucking, like, you know, world against me, you know, because I don't have that much talent. I have to prove that I do in that kind of industry. And if you're good looking, shit. If you're fucking hotter, do you think you would let people like sexually like abuse you? Or are you just like, oh my God, if you were a hotter person and people started grabbing your crotch and like dudes, that is, would you like accept it and be quiet, or do you think you'd be like, "Oh, what the fuck?
Who is he?"
Terry Crews, man, he got fucking like.
Yeah, no, I read that.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, if you were that kind of like in that position,
you'd be pretty ballsy to grab Terry Crews. He's a big bastard.
He is, and yeah, man, if you want to have a fucking career, you know, he's like, all right, do I want to be blackballed in this freaking thing, or do I want to like?
This showed like all the fallout of all the movies and TV series that are impacted and shit, and all this stuff's gone. But I feel bad for like, say, Channing Tatum was supposed to make his directorial debut with a movie that was going to be on Weinstein Productions and shit. And
oh,
that's
really?
Canned, yeah, that's canned now or shelved now for at least in the meantime. I mean, he doesn't really deserve that, you know. That
yeah, kinda it's kind of shitty for all this.
As long as he's a good guy, like, why the fuck is you have dude, to fucking stop you know, his movie?
It's. I don't know, man. It all depends on the perspective. Like I told you, that one thing that I got accused of, but grabbing my friend's ass or patting it. It wasn't even grabbing it; it was patting it, and she was super offended. And I'm like, dude, I didn't do that. That wasn't me. It was in a bar. We were in a closed bar or whatever, and it was kind of packed. But
if you were a little bit drunk, would you do it?
If I was drunk, the only time that I ever actually did anything super creepy. And it was when we were, it was in Houston, it was in Emo's, and I was kind of tipsy, and I always have my snap in my head, always, but I kind of accidentally, you remember that walking down the steps of Emo's, there was this kind of like steps to go out into the courtyard?
Yeah.
So I was walking down, I kind of stumbled on the first step, and there was this girl that was right there, and our crew was right there, so they were like both, and I was like going towards our crew, so I kind of stumbled and shit, and I... Boom, like that, and I felt my hand go into this chick's butt. Like she was wearing a skirt, and my hand just basically like into her cheeks. But it did.
How deep were her cheeks?
That it was pretty freaking like, and then she's like, oh, but I don't know. And she said something. I'm like, ah, you know. And
that was an accident.
Yeah, it was a total accident. But she was just totally like thought, oh, some guy's getting this. She kind of like mentioned like, oh, some guy's trying to cop a feel. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. And it was just an accident. Or whatever. Like, but. I mean, she's already made it up in her mind that, you know, that, but that's the kind of shit that.
But maybe if her cheeks weren't so deep, you would have just brushed her.
I don't know, dude. It was just like the perfect storm of freaking going, falling and stumbling. And it made right into, it was like a hot dog in a bun, man. And it was real quick.
Just stop it, dude. All right.
Just saying, dude.
Louis C.K., what do you think about all this?
I feel sorry for the guy, man. I mean, if anything. Because I felt sorry for him because I identified with his character so much.
But not fucking like discounting the victim's
no.
grief and all that.
But at the same time, and I hate fucking saying this, it's not like he fucking like Henry Weinstein them or whatever.
Okay, and what if like Z went to go see Louis backstage and he jacked off in front of her? How would you? And she was like,
first of all,
shaken like mentally. Like
I'd be like, what the fuck? Why didn't you leave? Well, you know, why that would be my first thing, you know.
Some people freeze.
I know, moment, and that's the hard thing. And
I mean, did they say that he completed? He went to completion.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
So they just sat there,
and they sat there and watched him until he freaking. And apparently, when they were leaving the hotel room, it happened in Aspen in like 2005. But as they were leaving the room, he like got up and he said, "Hey, which one of y'all is whatever their name is? Which one of you is?" Which one is which? Yeah. And then that was it, you know?
So you don't put him on the level of a Weinstein or a fucking...
I think Americans are a little bit more forgiving. They get pissed off really quick, but at the same time, they're more forgiving after time. I guess that's it with anybody.
Right.
So I'd give him about 5 years before he makes any kind of like comeback or whatever.
Right. But I told you, like, if he goes back on stage, what about his fucking masturbation material or anything, like, fucking even slightly, you know, is it too soon and whatever?
Dude, you know...
Because you said Pee-wee Herman, but that took him a fucking while.
Pee-wee Herman, he got busted, what, in 1991? Because I lived in Austin at the time. And he was, like, 1991, and then he came back, and I moved back to Houston, so it was, like, 94, 95, maybe 93 or something. It was... He came back to MTV and he was like, he only said one thing, heard any good jokes lately? And then
right,
that was it.
Well, you think about it, his shit is like just completely tame now. He was caught back fucking masturbating in the theater and it was all dark and no one saw him.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's tame, man. So what? That's what do you think those fucking places are for? You know?
Right. He wasn't like masturbating to fucking Howard the Duck or something. Why did I say that movie? That's weird.
Yeah, why did you
say I think I had Duck in the mind because there's... Daffy and Donald and Howard.
Okay.
Did you Howard the Duck fucking the appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Did we review that?
Yes.
Okay. It was too childish, man. It was just a little bit too childish. Which I watched The Punisher for like, I don't know how many episodes in.
I can't hear you.
I watched The Punisher a few episodes in thinking that you've already seen it. So I was like, okay, well, we'll talk about that. And you haven't even touched it yet, Dick.
Yeah, I haven't. Dude, I kind of remembered, but...
Okay, so tell me about this bullshit Justice League crap, because I'm sure it's shitty.
You know what's shitty, dude? Your attitude. It's not shitty, dude. I think just fucking...
Hold on.
Let's dazzle them with a movie review. Let's dazzle them with our movie review, guys. Dazzle, 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 dazzle.
All right, so okay, you didn't see any of the fucking movies. Have you even seen Wonder Woman yet?
I saw part of it.
That doesn't count. You need to watch the rest of it. So anyway, they had fucking Wonder Woman come out.
That's the best they got.
Oh, I hate you so much.
If that's the best they got, I'm kind of disappointed still. That's all I'm saying.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay. So freaking...
I saw Spider-Man Homecoming, though. That was good. I like that.
Okay.
Except Flash was stupid. Like, why is he named Flash? What is he? Is he still Flash Thompson or is he like Flash Patel?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. See, there was parts that I didn't like.
It wasn't even a bully. He was just kind of a dick.
Well, bullies are dicks. Anyway, Dick Smoker. Jeez. Anything else about Spider-Man Homecoming? Did you like the twist with, we'll see, here we are freaking...
The twist at the end?
Yeah, did everybody see it already? They don't care.
Oh, fuck, it was Spacey, huh?
What?
Oh, no, that was fucking Michael Keaton. Never mind, I thought that was Kevin Spacey at the end.
Yeah, man.
Michael Keaton was good in it.
Okay.
What else? The twist at the end, MJ. Is that what you mean? Well, no, I didn't know who she was until the very end. So okay. I was like, oh, okay. That's how they're going to introduce
the characters. That was the twist for you.
What was the twist for you?
For me is when freaking he turned around and he said, he drives his Peter Parker to the prom and he's talking about, oh, you look familiar. And then all of a sudden he figures out who he is. You remember like freaking Michael Keaton? Yeah. And he's like, they finally, he like realizes what's going on and like, oh.
Right. His daughter just spilled the beans and shit. Yeah, that wasn't really a twist. That was just a normal plot development.
Dude. Shut up. That was a twist, dude. Freaking, that was a twist. All right. So, are you done, Dick Smoker?
Yes.
So, freaking, you haven't seen any of the movies, DC.
I saw Man of Steel. That's about it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They have a shitload more. But they waited too long. And freaking Marvel, here is Marvel. It's a machine, dude. Freaking cranking out shit now. And, you know, for every one Marvel movie, there's like maybe half of a DC movie. So it's like they fucked up, dude. And they introduced all these characters into this freaking like Justice League movie instead of building up everybody. Like they should have freaking did Aquaman and then Cyborg and then.
But they didn't have. I don't think they had the fucking resources because it was depending on how good the movie did, how well the movie did. And Suicide Squad was a piece of shit. Fucking, they had to bank on all these other movies making it big, and then they, you know, okay, well,
but they didn't freaking. You know how freaking the Avengers like built up to it. We got all the individual movies first.
Well, that's what I mean, though.
And they didn't do that with this. They just went straight into. They had Batman and Superman. And Wonder Woman.
I don't think they could have gone that long. They couldn't have had these subpar movies leading up to it, and then people would completely lose interest. They said, we have the stars here. One right off the fucking success of Wonder Woman, they wanted to throw that out there as soon as possible, probably, because you're not going to have fucking Cyborg the movie and people, well, who the fuck is that? Because DC kind of sucks anyway, and why am I going to watch this DC character that I barely know? You know?
Well, you know who Cyborg is.
We do, but other people don't. The general populace probably is like, who the fuck is Cyborg?
Nah, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's a B character. Anyway, so the movie I thought was too quick. It was thrown together. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. But it was a freaking, it was pretty sweet at the end when Superman, he's coming back. He's coming back to life. Everybody knows that. But it's like when they freaking bring Superman, you're like, all right, he's a badass. You know, he's just fucking Superman, dude. It's like the Hulk. He can't be stopped. Anyway.
Emma says she knows Cyborg. You don't know Cyborg.
See? Dick.
What's this called? Justice League. I think they only got like fucking 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. It was really bad. But that's the freaking, like, critics and shit. You know, the critics are freaking... I think once they get into that mode of, like, not liking a brand,
yeah,
a lot of them do that. You know, they just kind of like, well, how come they don't do it like Marvel or whatever? It's fucking, they're trying to do something different.
Oh, it dropped 2% to fucking 41%. But 83% liked it. Like, the tomato score is 41, but
right,
the fucking audience score is
right, 83. Exactly. So that's who really matters. But
who's the audience? Most of the audience are going to be diehard. Fans.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not a diehard DC fan. I just liked it. I thought it was cool. It was better than fucking Suicide Squad. It wasn't better than Wonder Woman. It was better than Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely worth checking out, man. It's cool.
So here's my question. Why didn't they use the same Flash guy?
What?
Because wasn't the Flash pretty one of the successful things that DC
had? Yeah, I don't know, man. They should have, but that's... They dropped the ball on that, too. See? You know?
How do you think Aquaman's going to do?
He was too... Hey, my man! You know, he was too like a guy. He was too bro-ish.
Bro-bra?
Yeah, he was a bro guy. Oh,
God.
So that's like, why did they make him like that? But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they should have made him more like dignified. Like,
yeah. I mean, fucking dude, like, could learn how to speak Dothraki. You know, he could like learn how to speak an accent.
Yeah, isn't it? Oh, no, that's Submariner. I'm not saying Prince anymore.
But that's the same era because he's Atlantean as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I mean... Dude, it was, for me, it was about six and a half.
Are you
going to
watch Iron Man? Or sorry, Iron Man. Fucking Aquaman?
Yeah, of course, dude.
Yeah.
God, man.
You never learn, dude. It's going to suck. It's going to be gay as fuck. Or hetero lame, since Kat's here.
Yeah, well, exactly. Please explain gay as fuck for our listeners.
You know what gay as fuck means.
No, I don't. So.
It means hetero early. Hetero
I'm freaking... I'm cleaning out my damn basement. I brought you one of your old articles from college, and you don't remember that.
No, I remember the article.
Okay, yeah, I brought it to you.
Right.
Oh, my God, I never keep... It's like, because I'm a fucking pack rat, and I keep shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, this person might like it. You know, I found, like, this old, like, kung fu thing. Remember Mikey? Sharon's old roommate, yeah, Mikey? Yeah. So he did some karate or some, like, whatever... And we went to one of his things, and he did a demonstration and shit, and they gave us a program.
Program, yeah.
And it's all in Chinese, and it's some in you know, English, but it shows how to, like, fight. It's all in pictures, you know, like how they did in old school. Like, you can't go to fucking, like, YouTube now.
Yeah.
But back then, that's how old school we were. And this is only, what, 1997 or whatever.
Right.
And I, like, wrote him, hey, dude, do you want this? You know, just in case. Nah, you can toss it. So I'm like, all right. I found some old acid country shit, like some flyers and stuff. Like, wrote Dave, hey, man, I found all this. You want it? Like, nah, I probably have some in my mom's basement or whatever.
You're like the walking archives and shit.
So I have all this shit. And I even have some stuff from Chris Sacco, like his business cards and stuff. And it's like, what the fuck am I doing with this, man?
Just collect everything, man. You are a goddamn hoarder.
It sucks. Well, I mean, I'm getting better because now that's the thing is I'll go through like phases of cleaning shit up. And this is like another phase because, you know, I've cleaned out a whole bunch of crap like when I moved from Houston to here.
Yeah, I saw you posted that General Cinema shit that you found, the fucking whatever, on Instagram or something, right?
Oh, yeah, the fucking the movie ticket and
Who the fuck keeps that shit, man? I don't even keep like concert tickets, and I should, but I lose those.
I just have a little section. I have like a little book. But that stuff was just kind of like lying around, like, what the fuck? And I found it. It's like, oh, okay. So yeah, man. So I found some lyrics of my band for me and Trent, my friend Trent.
You can turn that light on if it's too dark. It's on the top.
I got it, dick smoker.
Just let it go.
God. All right. So me and my friend Trent, we were in seventh or eighth grade, and we were going to do a metal band, dude. He's like, oh, you like metal? I'm like, yeah, because back then, you know, metal was still, it was like you had to find your people. So, he was going to play guitar. I was going to play guitar. And, you know, our band was called Hemlock. And
lame. All right, go ahead.
Do you know what Hemlock is?
Yes, it's like poison.
Exactly, dick. How's that lame? Anyway, so our band was called Hemlock, and we'd write all these. This is even before I even had a guitar. So this is, you know, we just had lyrics. And I found the lyrics that Trent wrote. I think I have some in here, but one's called Hellbound. The devil, he's laughing while watching you burn. Up on the cross, you'll never return. Your soul leaves your body. It enters the ground and down into a dark pit, for you are hellbound.
That sounds like the chorus, though.
Flailing arms in the hot flames of hell. They're singing the devil's hymn. You cannot run. You cannot hide. Hell's watching you. It will surround. Hellbound. Wow. You start to think, but your mind draws a blank. You know you cannot leave. You look at the devil, not making a sound, for he knows you'll forever be hellbound. Ha 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 ha.
You actually wrote out ha 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 ha.
Yes.
Metal.
Oh my god.
Score one for Satan.
That was Hellbound. We were maybe 12 years old. Here's another song of his. It's called Satanic Rape.
Yeah.
The night is quiet. All is still, except for the devil. He's out for a thrill. He sees you there watching. He prepares for his strike. He takes you. He rapes you. He makes you his wife. Ah. And here's the chorus. Fuck him. Fuck him. Give him a son. He'll take your soul, the unholy one. Ah. This is quite metal. You feel the rasp of his high-pitched forked tongue, and he brings you to heavenly hell. He brings you to heavenly hell. Your body, it screams as the poison sinks in. Your body belongs to hell. And it says, do the... Wow. Oh, there's more. 9 months later, at the birth of his son, pagan songs are sung. Fire is rising from the devil's pit. The deed is almost done. That's pretty metal. Blood, it spills from within the soul as the devil laughs at your orgies. No, laughs at your cries. Black vomit is shot from his throat.
What?
For now is the time to die.
Now sing it like you would sing for the fucking band. Just do it.
No, dude, I'd have to do that later. We'd have to record that.
All right.
The night is quiet and all is still except for the devil. No, he was. I was just like, he just gave these to me to like read. I mean, yeah.
To approve. And could you make notes and add your own?
Yeah.
I wanted to hear your lyrics because I'm sure they would have sucked really badly.
Okay, here's your wish, dude. And mine's called Die Bitch. Stab them, kill them, make them bleed. Mindless violence is what I need. And it says guitar solo.
Already?
Yeah, dude. I went straight. This is burn them, rip them, throw them in a ditch. Nobody cares that she's a bitch. Repeat. Oh, so he wrote in repeat first verse. So he wrote notes on mine. It's not metal enough. Cut their throats, make them cry. I don't care. I love to make them die or fry. Okay.
Oh, you put that in parentheses?
Yes. Watch. Okay, so then he wrote, watch them scream, see them yell. I'll put you through a bloody hell. And when we're through, we'll leave your town. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll hit you by the pound. What the fuck?
The hell does that mean?
And that was all scratched out.
Because it sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, shit.
I'll hit you by the pound.
Yes, I'll hit you by the pound. The master of disaster. Fucking die, fucking kill, fucking rot, fucking why?
Is that you or him?
That was me.
Of course.
You're... Jeez, these are terrible. Ugh. Satanic rape. Who's the best one? Teenage fuck. You see a bitch out in the street. Your body feels as if it's in heat. Your body sweats. You begin to squirm. You're going to make her suck your sperm.
What? See, I don't think this is PC anymore, man.
I don't know. Her muscles are stretching as he takes the brutal laying. Your pelvic thrusts make her body shiver. Now you must prepare to deliver. Whip her, beat her, make her feel your power, punch her, kick her, or you will be her lover. Wow, he was her body. Her body jumps as she tastes your cum. You're smiling wickedly as she lays upon the floor. You know you'll be her lover forever, evermore. Wow, those are Trent's. Trent.
Unless she leaves you or dies from the beating.
Oh, my God.
Trent, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, man. He was the guy that freaking like ended up stabbing some dude because he wanted to see him bleed.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Did I ever tell you about that guy?
No.
So he was my best friend and all this shit. And he's the one that freaking got me started smoking weed, you know, back in the day. And so his mom freaking got us the weed, you know. It was weird because...
One of those families.
I just remember we were walking all over the place looking for smoke. You know, it's like, that's cool, man. It's all right. He's like, no, I'm going to make sure you get high. I'm like, okay. And I was, what, 15 at this time, or maybe even 14. And finally, he's like, okay, well, just to smoke my mom's stuff. So he opens up the freezer, and there's a big, huge brick. I mean, it's even to this standards, that was a lot of weed.
Right.
So he pulls out this brick, and he breaks off a couple little nugs, and we smoke it, and we're watching freaking Superman, of all things. And I was like, I don't think anything's happening, man. Nothing's going on. It was like, all right. And we were watching this episode called Brainiac's Bubbles. It was about Brainiac, and he had these bubbles that were like...
Was it the guy with the fucking clear head and you see all his brain in there?
I don't remember Brainiac, but anyway, so I just started laughing. Like, I'd never laughed in my life when they said Brainiac's Bubbles. That was the episode. And I just fucking laughed and laughed and laughed, and the rest is history, dude. Fucking never been the same ever since.
Oh, there's a Daily Motion video of Brainiac's Bubbles.
Is there?
Yeah.
Holy shit. No way.
Someone actually fucking uploaded this bullshit.
Holy shit. I'll have to watch that one of these days. Anyway, so Trent...
In the office of the Daily Planet, Superman, in the guise of mild-mannered reporter Clark Kent, has just stopped for a chat with Lois Lane, when suddenly, Beanie, the office boy, rushes in.
What's up, Beanie?
Flash! There's a flying saucer hovering over Metropolis! I gotta alert the chief!
Why is he talking like that?
See anything, Lois?
No, I'm going up on the roof.
Using his telescopic vision, the disguised Man of Steel locates the alien spacecraft.
Why does he have to use his vision to see that? It's like huge.
No one sees. Well, no one sees what you're talking about.
Superman.
Okay, dude.
I want to hear. See him say Brainiac's Bubbles.
Meanwhile, in the upper atmosphere, a transparent bubble released from the flying saucer.
Yeah. Descends toward. Looks like a sperm. Superman's gonna get doused with alien sperm. All right, that's enough. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Trent freaking, he was my friend for a while. I'd sleep at his house. I never let him sleep. I didn't like anybody sleep at my house. I'm like, so I slept at his house and, you know, get high or whatever, like 14-year-olds. And then all of a sudden he got this girlfriend and he started seeing her more and more, of course. and she broke up with him, and he just, at this point, obviously, this is when we're writing the lyrics and shit, and he was straight, like, straight up Slayer and all this, and he was just, like, trying to listen to metal and Satan, this and that. And this is when I was kind of, like, doing it too, but kind of, like, jokingly or whatever, you know me, man. I'm like, yeah, Satan.
But right, like, it's supposed to be just, like, tongue-in-cheek kind of bullshit.
But dude was taking it seriously, man. And he went to a freaking, remember that Circle K that was across the street from school? Like, people would go smoke at?
Yeah.
There was that little one in the corner. So he went in there. He used to live in the area. He went in there and stabbed the clerk and took, like, $50 and some cigarettes. And he was in the news and everything, and, you know, and dude freaking called me from jail, like, years later, and I was still at home, and my mom says, yeah, remember Trent? He called you collect from jail. And what'd you tell him? He goes, yeah, I told him you lived in Seattle now. It's like, okay. But the funny thing is when I worked at the theater, and I was sitting in there freaking, like, in the box office, uh-huh. Some dude came up, and he was with two chicks, and he was, like, looking at the movies, and I saw him, and we made eye contact, and then he looked back up, and he kind of smiled or whatever, and then he drove off, and I go, dude, was that fucking Trent? Because I hadn't seen him at the long time, you know, at this point, you know?
Right.
And his mom, when he was a little kid, burnt him with some coffee, so he had, like, this big, huge burn on his arm.
On purpose?
I don't know. He never said, but his mom did that. I don't know if it was on purpose, you know, it was just So
that sounds like it'd be on purpose if you said it that way.
Yeah.
Bill's mom, remember Bill's mom? She fucking stabbed him with a fork because he didn't buy her something nice for Valentine's Day or something, or Mother's Day, I can't remember.
Yeah, man. So there's people that shouldn't have children, man, you know.
that's the fucking moral of the story.
The moral of the story is, and that's why I don't think I'll never have any spawn, because I don't think I would. Who knows, man? Maybe I would punch somebody, some kid in the face, you know? Fuck you. You're going to freaking, you know, and that would be construed as freaking child abuse these days.
I think that would be child abuse in any fucking stage of whatever.
And that's bullshit. Because if I want to punch my fucking kid in the face, I should be able to, right? Right? I mean, it's not, I'm talking about, like,
staying out of this, dude.
I'm not talking about, like, fucking breaking their teeth or anything. It's just like freaking, like, you know, strike fear.
Yeah, as long as you don't leave a mark, it's mellow.
Or you can freaking get, like, a bag, like a sleeping bag.
What if you get
not
that?
A sleeping bag, but a pillowcase full of freaking.
That's not worse. Full of fucking soap, like
your
private
not,
pile.
Yeah, dude, just freaking have your mom, like, hold him down. And you go,
and it turned out well for him too.
Yeah, that's true.
He fucking didn't he shoot the fucking sergeant and killed himself.
Yeah. All right. Maybe. You know, I should see, and that's why I don't think.
What if you get, like, one of those hands, those sticky hands and shit, and just slap them really hard across the room with it? That's not bad, right?
Don't talk to me. You're done. You're cut off.
That's not child abuse, though, right?
I guess not. How is that going to strike fear in their heart, though?
I wouldn't like to get slapped in the face with it. Or what if you just woke him up and you slapped him in the face with that sticky hand? It's like, hey, wake up. And he's like, ah. Like, psh.
Like, right across their forehead, and it covers their eyeballs.
Yeah.
And so they would pull it off. It, like, opens their eyes, and they can see you there. And then I was going to say, like, then you could, like, no, I'm not going to say anything.
Or what if you just, like, put little Elmer's glue on their eyeballs or on their eyelids so it shuts temporarily?
Oh, in the top?
Yeah.
Like, up here?
No, just across the eyelid so they can't open their eyes for a while. And you go, see?
No, it'd be better if you...
That's what you get.
If you did it, like, if you glued them from the top. So that they couldn't close it. So, like, this.
Oh, so the eyes get all dried out and shit.
And you just got freaking, like, dried grapes inside your skull. That, I think, is probably child abuse. Probably getting trouble.
That's what you get for spilling the milk, cocksucker. Have dry eyes forever.
Dude, we joke about this shit, but there are some kids out there that's got it fucking rough, man. You hear these stories and shit. You know, and I'm just, like, making one less of those my fucking mistakes. Anyway, I don't think I'd punch him in the face, but I'd want to. I'm sure my dad wanted to punch me in the face at one point.
He never did?
Nope.
Damn it.
My mom smacked me, but...
In the face?
I deserved it. No. I got spanked once, and that was it, dude.
You're lucky. You got off easy, man. My dad fucking took the belt and shit to us.
Because y'all are a bunch of dicks.
Still.
Admit it, dude.
Kind of.
Y'all are a bunch of cock smokers.
All right, that's enough.
Which part? You don't want to talk about you and how you got beat? Let's talk about it, dude.
I don't remember it.
Did you, like, block it out? Do you think they did anything, like, really fucking disturbing? Like, tied you up into some, like stretchy table and freaking, well, no, maybe not.
You mean, like, wrap my whole body with tape except for my cock and then just suck my cock through the tape?
What? What?
No, they didn't do that at all, dude.
That was very specific.
Just kidding, man. They didn't do that at all. Although, like, after a while of getting fucking hit with a belt and shit, your ass just gets numb to it. So then you just, like, pretend that it hurts. It's like, and then, you know, it's over. But if you just don't say anything or you fucking just, like, fuck you, Dad. And then he keeps on going.
Oh, and then he keeps on going.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, fuck me. Fuck you. And then he pulls out a fucking chainsaw. Yeah. That's how I'd freaking... Now, dude, my dad, you remember my dad. He was not the biggest guy. And he was just, but when you're a kid... But he had a deep voice, man. So, and he would just thump me, like, in the back of my head. Like,
yeah, it's all the dads with the deep voices. My dad had a deep voice, too. But, like, so if your dad sounded like fucking, like, I don't know, like Elmo and shit, would that scare you?
If you're a kid, I don't know, dude. I'm sure he tried to, like, if...
Don't clean your room! And you, like, would that fucking strike the fear in your heart?
No. I mean, it probably would at the beginning until I, like, started having friends and shit. And then my friend's like, is that your dad's voice? Yeah. So can you fucking get... You're scared of that?
What's
yeah.
Your dad's a freak.
And then that's when you started questioning. It's like, Dad...
So then, to make himself more fucking, like, scary and shit, he'd have to get a Darth Vader helmet and scream at you like that. And then he just looks ridiculous. Because he walks in with his boxers on, screaming at you with a Darth Vader helmet on.
I told you! To clean your room. I can't even do that without sounding like I have fucking snot. So, yeah, man, how's your job?
It's slightly better just because I had to go off on people and shit. Like basically my manager, I was like saying, man, I'm going to fucking quit. You know, this is bullshit. Like, you work us too hard. You constantly tell us to, you know, are wanting all this shit done, but there's like no other hours aren't going to come from anywhere but me. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, well, I didn't say you to finish this, tell you to finish this and all this and all the, you know, don't work on your fucking days off and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, yeah, but it's got to get done sometime or else end of the month comes and I'm fucked, you know? So I take it upon myself to do extra work and shit.
So how many people do they hire?
It's probably like 3 or 4. So it's pretty good.
Any chicks or guys or what?
One guy, some older ladies and shit. But yeah, it's better, but like I had to get to that point where I just kind of went off and I was sitting there. You know, sometimes you sit in there and you fucking kind of censor what you're saying to your boss because, you know, you can't just say this is bullshit. I kind of just went, I didn't care at that point, man. I was just like, fuck, I'm so fucking tired of this shit. I was like, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is bullshit. This is like, you know, I just kind of just went off for like an hour and she goes, okay, well, I got some takeaways from that. You know.
How long ago was this?
This is like a few weeks ago.
And has things changed dramatically or just kind of now they're starting?
No, it's better. So, but I still need to call her on her shit because she told me, okay, finish this thing. I know that, you know, we have like Thursday, Friday off, but Friday's still a fucking, you know, whatever. The banks and shit are still open. All this, the things are still running. So just finish this part. And I'm just like, that part takes me all fucking day, you know? So are you telling me that you're giving me a day off, but I have to fucking log in and spend all day doing that shit anyway? So, oh, no, no. How about this? Like, you weren't going to say that shit to me just if I didn't say anything. So, you know, I had to call her out on her shit. So now it's like reduced. You know, I have to just do like part of it.
Okay.
But you have to keep doing that, man. I read an article about like 4-day work weeks. And they said like people get less stressed. People get more productive. And it's been shown like to work and shit, you know. And it's bullshit that corporate America or just America, dude, in general is not going to even try something like that just to see.
Of course not, dude.
You get to spend more time with your family. You know, people get sick less. You get stressed out less.
Yeah. I would love a 4-day weekend or 4-day work week. I would love a 1-day work week.
That's a little bit extreme, dude.
Dude, if I could just get paid 80 hours for one day of work. See, and that's the thing, man. All these fucking entertainers and shit, they don't fucking do anything except entertain me. And I guess that's cool, but that shows a lot about me, you know? You know what I'm saying? Not me, I mean, just in general. Like, a lot of people, like, rely on these fucking people to fucking, like, get them out of whatever funk they're in.
Right.
And that's bullshit, you know?
Why is that bullshit?
I don't know. It just is.
I think you're high, dude. Yeah, no point there.
How's that no point?
You just rely on people to get you out of a funk?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Why would you want to have somebody... Why would you want to rely on somebody to actually get you out of your funk? Get yourself out of your own funk.
Maybe you're too deep in the funk.
Maybe I need Jennifer Lawrence to freaking smile to make up my day. No, man, I don't. Man, I don't.
It's just distractions, man. All you have to do is just, like, turn on a distraction for a little bit, and it changes your mood. So that it's not getting you out of your funk, just pulling you completely out. It's just saying, you know what? You had all this bullshit go on. I'm just going to make you laugh for half an hour or fucking an hour and a half, you know?
Porno.
That just makes you depressed sometimes, though.
Yeah, it does.
Would you have jerked off in front of people that didn't want you to didn't want to see your dick?
Like freaking
Louis?
Louis style? No.
At your
I'm not that creepy. I'm not even that creepy. I'm creepy, but not that creepy. I having no self-esteem does wonders for you as far as, like, you know.
Well, it sounds like he's had some pretty low self-esteem too.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't think I'd go that far.
Right.
You know, he and his is one extreme, the extreme of no self-esteem at all, I think. You know?
But I think he's, like, the polar opposite, you know, of two different sides, because he's got no self-esteem, but he's kind of brash and just, like, to whip your dick out in front of strangers and just say, I'm going to jack off, and, you know, that's a little bit fucking crazy.
Well,
man.
They weren't totally strangers.
I don't think he knew some of them very well.
Yeah, I know. It's not like, and I'm not defending this dude. I'm just saying, we don't know the actual, like, relationship that these people had. And that's why I'm always kind of bugged with all this shit.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't there. I don't know what the fuck happened. Who am I to judge? You know, it's unfortunate that he got caught or whatever, or I don't know. It's not me to judge. I don't give a fuck. You could be as freaky as you want. Just don't fuck people's, just be nice.
That's what it's about. You know, you can be as creepy as you want, but, like, just on your own. Yeah. Or with someone that wants to be creepy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's got to be somebody that didn't mind seeing you fucking jerk off. I'm sure there's some of the women that he did, like, ask, and they said, sure, why not, you know?
I heard Mike Patton did that.
What?
Mike Patton just jerked off in front of girls. But those are girls who are, like, consenting. They just want him to do more, but he just said, no, stay there. And he fucking just jacked off in front of them and finished. And then he left. That's a story I heard. So, like, that's pretty fucking weird.
I don't think I can do that, dude. I'd rather have them,
but if they're consenting and they're there to, you know, have sex with you and shit, and you just jack off in front of them and leave, it's still fucking, really, dude? But at least they're consenting to be with you.
Yeah. I would rather have them, like, hey, you come jerk me off, you know, instead.
Yeah, well, he was weird.
I'm just saying, dude.
It's Mike Patton.
That's true. I mean, if you're gonna be a freak, you might as well just, I don't know.
No way I could do that, dude.
I
barely want to jerk off in front of myself.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm going to fucking do that, I was like, why do I can't even imagine just thinking, like, what am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? You know? That would probably be going through my head right there.
Right.
It's like, how the hell did I get to this point where I'm jerking off in front of you? Although
that's
I did
a soundbite.
shut up. I remember one time I went to this one place where, when I first moved here, you know, Houston, the strip bars are everywhere, right? Yeah. There was nothing, even now there's hardly any strip bars here, but there was this one thing that they were advertising in the Westward, and it was like in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I was bored and I didn't know anybody. It's like, all right, I'm going to go fucking drive out there. So I drove out to the middle of nowhere. It was in the industrial part of Denver. And, there was this, it was this model, and she just got naked for you. It's like, okay, I'll check that out. So I just sat there, and this chick comes in, and she's completely naked. And she's like, all right, well, there's, you know, there's towels right next door, and, you know, there's lube. And I'm like, what?
What the fuck is this?
Like, what?
This wasn't like a establishment at all? It was just like a fucking warehouse or something?
Yeah, it was like some kind of, it was like a warehouse, but they had rooms. It was nice inside, kind of, but it was in the middle of nowhere almost.
Yeah, but they rented a warehouse to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like going, what's this for? Oh, you know, you can do whatever. I'm like, nah, I'll just sit there and watch. So I just sat there and watched this chick, like, dance around naked, you know, and like, am I supposed to be jerking off? there's a fucking camera right there.
More sound bites.
I'm just saying, dude. That was like, that was weird. I mean, this place was like encouraging their customers to jerk off. I'm like, I'm probably like going, what the hell? I just came here because I'm bored.
What if they sold that tape to, you know, whatever?
I know.
Amateur porn.
What the fuck, man? But if I remember correctly, maybe it didn't have, it just had your leg or whatever. It didn't have you. It just, it was focusing on the girl because they had to like stay in front of you. You couldn't like touch them or whatever.
Yeah, but who knows what other fucking side yeah, camera they either had. Bullshit.
Yeah, and there's fucking creepy guys. I'm a creepy guy, but I'm not super creepy guy, you know? I'll just sit there and like go watch a chick dance in front of me naked just because I'm bored. But that was coming from Houston to here, you know?
And like, I said, Tony, the awkward porn star. You yeah. should make that tape, dude.
I know. I was like, hey,
do you mind if I just pull my dick out?
Yeah, do you think I could just kind of like maybe kind of sort of have sex with you? What?
No? All right.
All cool. right. That's cool. Sorry.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, and then that's kind of like how I felt. And she's like, wow, I don't think I've ever had a customer not do this. Like, yeah, well, I just think it's kind of weird, don't you, that some dude's just going to sit there and whack off in front of you? She's like, well, that's kind of like what I do. And we actually kind of had a conversation about the shit, like, because, I don't know, that's the first time I ever heard of that, you know? Because they didn't have that shit in Houston. They just had freaking strip bars.
Where was this?
This is here, dude.
Oh, okay. Right.
When that's I first weird. Moved here.
That's weird.
Like this is in 1999, 2000 even. Maybe 1999.
Denver's got some pretty, Denver, Colorado has some pretty seedy.
There's a freaking swinger club here, apparently.
There's like, a lot of weird shit here, from what I hear.
You can go freaking, it's by where I live, it's the Scarlet Ranch. And it's basically swinger's place. You go in there, you have to go with a girl, obviously. You can't just go stag. Hey guys, I'm here. Where the chicks at?
That'd be like 1,000 guys.
Yeah, I know. Ugh, blech. This is gross.
Well, shut up. I want to play with my cum, and you never can tell me when not to play with my cum. I'm out of here.
That was Tony in the warehouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird time. And then I started meeting people and making friends and shit. It's like, okay. Actual people that
the social life of Tony before he met people.
Yeah, the social life is checking naked chicks, and it cost me like maybe it's like $70 or something, $80. It was expensive, and it was maybe 15-30 minutes. Could have been, I don't know.
And you didn't even sperm.
I didn't even sperm, and it was all ready for me to be spermed. You know, there's like freaking towels everywhere just so I didn't get any.
But you were sitting in the same spot that other guys have sperm.
Exactly. And then that, but they had like, I guess, towels underneath. It wasn't.
Still, dude, how really fucking clean do you think
I know,
really
dude,
got?
I know. It was gross. But at the same time, I had a naked chick. Like, she was straight up naked. So, who's the Joker now?
You are.
Yeah, that was the first and only time that I ever went to do that. One time we went, when Adolf came to town, we went to a place, it was downtown, and it was kind of the same thing. It was a peep show, and you'd go in there, and there was a woman behind glass. Like the shit that you see in like the freaking movies, where the thing comes up, and then, so me and Adolf went in the same room, just like, let's go check it out, man. They didn't have this in Houston either.
That's pretty gay.
Not really.
You guys are in the same room?
Yeah, but we didn't do anything. We just...
Still.
We just kind of like went in and wanted to check it out. It's like,
you're in an enclosed space with a friend with a boner.
I didn't have a boner, dude. And I'm pretty sure he didn't either.
You checked out his pants?
No.
Maybe you did. Make sure he didn't have a boner. You're still looking at his dick.
I wasn't looking at his dick. He didn't have his dick out.
You could still check out his dick through his
I
pants.
I wasn't checking out his dick, dude.
How do you know he doesn't have a boner then?
Well, I didn't. Shut up, dude. Just shut up. So we went in there and we talked to her like, so yeah, we're from Houston. We don't see anything like this. She goes, oh yeah, that's cool. Anyway, that was like $20.
She still didn't jack off.
No.
You wasted,
dude, I'm not going to fucking...
You almost wasted $100 and still no jerking off.
Dude, have you ever been in any of these places?
No.
Okay. I do this so you don't have to.
Why would you go there specifically to see that and then not
do it?
Though?
I didn't know what to expect, man.
What do you think was going to be there?
I knew they were going
to be... fucking aquarium in the warehouse?
Honestly, what I thought was going to be, I thought it was just going to be like the strip bars in Houston where there was just naked ladies, you know?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was like a room. They were separate rooms.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was weird a long time ago. Can't believe I just told you that story.
Well, now it's recorded.
I'm pretty sure I've told you that before.
Never heard that before.
Oh. Yeah, it was after freaking the CD.
I heard your jerking off story. The fucking lady jerking you off.
What?
Did you go to some fucking spa? Some Asian spa or some shit?
No, that was Duke.
Oh.
Now, he'd always tell us about the, you know, like, yeah, if you don't want to pay him, then they'll
jerk you. I could have sworn you did that, too.
Maybe. It was probably, I did it in Amsterdam.
Well, that's Amsterdam, man.
Houston, I did.
That's like visiting Disneyland and not going to Disney exactly. or whatever. And not riding all the rides.
Speaking of, so after I'm cleaning all the fucking, like, the basement, I found all the pictures that we went to Europe and shit. And there's the one that me, Adolf, and Duke and everybody were all in the freaking sex museum and shit. And there's pictures of me like with my hands on this tits and this ass and these mannequins and shit. Because it's like these mannequins of torsos of the butts and asses and tits and stuff. It was just all over the place. And I was just like, anyway, just.
Where's that picture at?
It's in my house.
Put it on Instagram.
And there's another one where it's like I didn't have a shirt. This is the only time that I didn't have a real shirt. So I'm like holding this postcard that says fuck on it.
Yeah.
And it looks like Ford, you know, the logo, yeah. Ford logo. And it just says fuck. And I have no shirt on and I'm just fucking hairy as a motherfucker. Like, just hairier than like a freak. I'm like a beast, man. And I showed Z. He's like, yeah, I'll show you. This is how hairy I used to be. It's like, damn.
So you're less hairy now, or your hair just blends in now?
Now it's just white, but I'm not as hairy.
You're like a Q-tip.
Yeah. Right. I'm like a freaking giant white Brillo pad. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Speaking of Brillo pad, Tony was, we were playing video games on the couch, and my cat is just having a field day on the back of
his head.
With her face. She's probably like, your hair is like Brillo, man. She's probably like, you know how cats like rough shit to rub their faces on? So I had an idea. What if, like, when you get a haircut and shit, we just take your hair and make cat scratching posts out of it?
Cat scratching posts?
Yeah, out of your hair. Because they like, you know, they're attracted to that rough, nasty, shitty curl. All
right, stop talking to me. Okay, so we're an hour and 8 minutes in, believe it or not. I'm done.
Holy fuck. Dude, we have to do fucking...
we have shittier. To.
Hold on a second. Where the fuck are my segments at?
Who's shittier, this band or that band? Who's shittier, this band or that band?
All right. This is a segment where we play bands. And
this is like everybody's favorite part of everything.
All right.
How many bands do you have this time?
It's always four, man. You always ask the same shit. Wait, is it four?
See, sometimes you put like 10.
No, there's four. Okay. First one is Thor with Electric Eyes.
Is that the Thor from back in the 80s?
I don't think so. They're from Canada.
Does it say what year?
Pretty recent, man. Hold on, let me see. Released 2017, November 22nd.
Huh.
Oh, no, wait. Never before heard recordings that bridge the gap between
Thor's glam rock beginnings and his later evolution into heavy metal in the early 80s.
So that was the same guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one.
Pretty bad. Okay. This is... Who the fuck is this? Up Your Alley with Unfinished Business.
Who was that? What
look
was that
the singer? Up Your Alley. Look at the singer. Look how old he is. He's like fucking in his 60s. He's all like chunky and weird looking.
Yeah, he looks as old as me.
Exactly. Dick. All right. Next band.
He probably is as old as me.
This is Dog That's Moon Howl with Punching Walls. All right, last band is Hate Force 5 with Wanna See Your Tits.
Hate Force 5?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, he sounds like he's playing one of those first act fucking drum kits.
Okay, keep going.
New favorite band.
That was pretty bad, dude. It was that between that and the second one.
Okay.
The second one.
I forgot the second one.
Second one was bad.
Yeah.
They were all pretty bad, but the first one wasn't too bad just because it was kind of like you can tell that it was dated, you know? It was 60s almost or 70s. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. You want to do fucking, what is that thing?
fucking.
What's that thing that you do? The word shit.
You mean today's day in?
No, factor crap.
Oh. Didn't even go over today, man.
All right, you can do that first.
It was November 24th, 2017. It is Black Friday. dumbass freaking Nat goes, let's go check out the deals. So we go to freaking, let's go to Best Buy, and it's a freaking madhouse.
It was like 2 o'clock, and I was like, do you still have that doorbuster, the $180 TV? And guys just looked at me like, you're an idiot. Someone could have returned it or something, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to return it in Christmas. If anything, that's the time you need to check the returns for that. But yeah, he felt compelled to buy something. Like, all right, well, I got to buy something. We had to wait in line.
It was a decent deal. And the line moved okay.
It moved okay, but we still waited in line. And then we left, and we waited to get out of the fucking...
That took forever. That was probably a bad idea.
Yes, it was. So if I'm grumpy, it's because of that. Dick smoker.
What about all the other times you're grumpy, asshole?
Well, that's just normal. That's when I have to see you. Ugh. Let's do Fact or Crap.
Is there Fact or Crap music?
Dude, how dare you?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Poor... Here's the first question. You ready?
Yes.
Is everybody ready?
Yes.
According to data supplied by online dating sites, the busiest day for online dating is the day before Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day. No. You either have a date by then or not.
Yeah. I say crap.
Because if you don't have a fucking date by then...
That's one of those things where you're just kind of forced to buy shit because it's that day, you know? So why would someone go out like, fuck yeah, I gotta get fucking... Well, I guess it could be the girl like just turning her extra juices on right before, the week before, saying, I'm gonna get fucking flowers.
Exactly what juices are you referring to, dude?
No, they're natural juices. They flip the juices on.
They're freaking marination.
Yes.
Is marination a word?
Yes.
Okay. So did anybody else answer?
Fracking Cat and Emma say fact. I say crap.
I say crap. It is crap. The most active online dating is the Sunday after New Year's Day. The New Year's resolution to find a mate is a good way to start the new year.
Mate. Yeah, because at the end of the year, you're like, fuck, I'm a piece of shit. I'm not fucking being this next year. So you just go out and try to find somebody as fast as possible.
And then when they find it, they're like, fuck this bullshit. In 2015, New York banned all tattoos, piercings, or fashion body modifications.
What? Was that a sentence?
In 2015, New York banned all tattoos, piercings, or fashion body modifications. New York or New York City?
Fuck. That sounds too...
I say crap.
I say fact because it sounds too odd to be crap.
Anybody else?
Not yet. You have to wait for it to bounce off the satellites and shit. Come back down and wiggle on your face.
It's not satellite.
Whatever. Bounce off the fucking airwaves. Spectrum. The radio spectrum.
Okay. Anybody yet?
Crap and crap.
Crap and crap.
I say fact.
It is crap.
Shit.
Crap for humans, but a fact for pet owners. Except for medical reasons, then Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law in 2014 that prohibits pet tattooing. Offenders face as many as 15 days in jail for tattooing a pet. Humans are animals too, some more than others. Yay! You suck at this game. Question number 3. A Kentucky college recognizes video games as official sport and offers scholarships to skillful gamers.
I'll say fact.
That seems like fact.
Yeah. I can see that as a sport.
Kentucky. It is Kentucky. Because they don't really have that many smart people there.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go. That was pretty stereotypical. I'm sure there's really smart people. There's got to be, man. There's smart people everywhere. Except in this room. Anybody else?
They both say fact.
It is fact. The University of Pikeville gives scholarships to talented gamers who play League of Legends, an online battle arena game. What's next? A PhD in Grand Theft Auto?
That's not funny at all.
Okay. Question number 1, 2, 4. An oyster can change its sex up to 4 times a year. So can you, dude.
You're just jealous. I say fact.
Fact. That'd like, be awesome. They sound like they're foreigners and foreigners can't help themselves.
What?
Like they sound like they're foreigners and foreigners can't help themselves.
Fracking Cat and Emma say, we'll say fact. I say, what did I say?
Fact. It's a fact across the board.
All right.
It is fact. All oysters begin life as a male and end up female. Now that's a real identity crisis. Was that funny?
No.
Okay.
Nothing. None of that shit's funny. I don't know why you keep reading it.
Dude. Just see. All right, here's Annalise's question.
All right.
Do we have to, what are we playing, Annalise, or are we playing Black Magic?
Fuck, I keep forgetting to put that on there.
God.
Give me a second.
Which one?
Both. Are we supposed to conjure her up for some shit?
All right, man. I don't think we're just lucky that we had Fracking Cat.
She always retweets and likes our shit. She just never shows up.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Annalise! Question. It's question number 4 or 5. Annalise, you've been warned. All right, Annalise, here we go. In January 2015, the New Hampshire Lottery, the oldest legal lottery in the United States, issued bacon-scented scratch-and-sniff lottery tickets. What do you think that is, Annalise?
Is she the only one answering? Because she's not here, so we have to answer for her.
Crap! No, is that her? That's not how she sounds.
Do her voice.
Crap! No. Crap! Crap! I don't know. How do you think she sounds?
Sounds like a door squeak.
Crap! I can't fucking... Crap! I wouldn't...
Just do her normal voice, man.
I am. How does she sound?
I don't... Crap! I don't know.
That's actually closer than mine. I mean, honestly.
All right. I say, wait, no one answered yet. Emma says, crap. See what Fracking Cat says.
In January 2015, the New Hampshire Lottery, the oldest legal lottery in the United States, issued bacon-scented scratch-and-sniff lottery tickets.
I say fact. That's another weird one that's too weird.
Yeah, I say fact.
You just said crap.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. She said crap.
How do you know what she says?
Because that was her voice.
Fine. Dude. Right. Emma says crap. Frank gets his crap. I say fact. You say fact.
And Ollie says crap.
Yeah.
Okay. It is fact. Oh, how dare you, Annalise? This was your question. a spokesperson for the New York Hampshire Lottery said that the ticket combines two things that people really love, the chance to win money and the smell of bacon. Apparently, the promotion is off to a sizzling start. And that is it for today's crappin'
fact. Give us a crappin' fact.
Everybody.
Give us a fact about crappin'.
I crapped today. That's a fact.
Did you look at it?
Of course. It was like a snake.
What did it look like? Was it healthy?
Speaking of snakes, so a couple weeks ago, they did this thing where... Cigna freaking did a Feeds the Starving or whatever. So it's all these groups of people. They go down there and they all you basically do, there's they're making meals for homeless people or whatever, or struggling people. So they had a freaking a line. It's a not a, like an assembly line. So over there you got like red beans and rice and a freaking rice.
Wait, was it homeless or just struggling?
I don't know what it was, but we were making fucking like gumbo or something. Like,
from did they look homeless or did they just look hungry?
Because I'm hungry. We're just making fucking meals. We're making like actual like.
Oh, but you don't know what it's for.
Yeah, they're making the little packages. Okay. So they just put it all in, and I had to like weigh it. Had to make sure it weighed like 23 ounces or something.
Did you shortchange some people?
No, I made sure they got some more.
Nice.
But anyway,
because you're like, I'm fat. I want other people to be fat too. And yes, enjoy it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I hate you beyond hate. If there was hate, that's what I'm having, and then I'm beyond that.
All right, man, good for you. You gave people more.
Yeah, I did my fucking thing. What did you do?
I don't, nothing.
I complained.
I'm supplying them with fucking entertainment.
Who?
Just kidding, man.
If you're homeless and you listen to us, please let us know.
That's pretty sad. If you have an iPhone or a fucking Android and you listen to us and you're homeless...
If you're homeless and you're listening to us, please let us know, and
we'll give you something, some extra.
We'll buy you a meal.
Holy shit! Annalise is on. It worked.
No way.
Yeah, she says, "Hey."
No fucking way.
What the fuck?
Holy shit!
Black magic works.
Holy
man.
Crap! We just conjured you.
Yeah.
Holy shit! And we were just, well, no.
Score one for Satan. Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, so, well, Annalise, we're about to be done.
Yeah, you tuned in just like 2 seconds before.
She timed this just on
I think like she does perfect. That on purpose. It's like, oh, it's like fucking about an hour and a half. All right, yeah, I'll just okay, come in good. Like 30 seconds in.
Just like make her, hey guys, what's going on? See ya. And she's not like even any, she's not even on anymore.
Oh, no, she said Kat told her. So, yeah, she didn't care at all.
Oh.
Awesome.
So she you could have left that part out.
Just try to be truthful.
Yeah, you could have just said, oh yeah, I decided to come on.
Yeah, well, you can make up anything that people are like actually saying because no one sees it except for them. Uh-huh. Although they could just screenshot it. I didn't say that. Your show sucks.
All right. Well, all right, fine. Well, you know. Right on. You got to do what you got to do. You got to be you. Freaking Annalise.
All right. Well, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm a fracking cat, Annalise, for the last 20 seconds.
Yeah, Annalise, it was really good hearing from you and everybody else. And that was kind of weird. Oh, no, it wasn't really weird because we just found out Kat told her. Yeah. It wasn't actual black magic.
God, why couldn't you just make us believe it was black magic?
Yeah. Damn, that's fucked up. I was all happy. Anyway, I saw freaking...
Oh, Neil says hi. Hey, Neil, what's up? Neil and Annalise.
Oh, hi, from Neil. Neil, is he in the background too?
Maybe.
Okay, well, shit. Nah, we still gotta go. It's already an hour and 29 minutes.
Yeah. We're all tapped.
And my throat hurts.
We have some articles, though, unless you want to, like, fucking... Just stretch the shit out until it's just completely dumb.
Until my freaking throat is gone.
Yes.
Until this is the last one, we don't have to go another fucking Thursday.
What do you mean? You don't want to do Thursday nights?
Just saying, dude.
The 7th, cocksucker. Be here. I'll drag you out of bed and punch you in the face.
Oh, that's clearly going to fucking, you know, want me to come over.
All right. This band, I just happened to catch them on, like, the new release chart or whatever, and they're pretty good. I like them. We give like a fucking full-on history of the band.
Who is it?
Tooth Grinder.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, so this is called The Shadow.
So you guys get to listen to some metal, right?
Yeah, there's some soft parts in there though.
Is it really soft?
No, there's like some cool singing parts in there. Like, it's melodic.
Is it like Christopher Cross soft?
Sometimes.
Does he start singing Sailing?
Sing it.
Sailing, eat my butthole. I don't know the rest of the fucking lyrics, dude. Come
I don't think it's the lyrics at all, except for that first line.
Oh.
That's That's your own lyrics. Clearly, you're a master of lyrics.
my friend Trent clearly was. Stab him, make him bleed. And he's fucking, we were like barely teenagers fucking with those lyrics. No wonder he fucking turned out the way he did.
See, that's why you distance yourself away from people that start like, here's my lyrics, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck her in the eye, kill her. Like, all right, dude. All right. Let's just hang out less.
I was just kind of joking about that. You know, I was... And clearly my lyrics were just like tame compared to his, and he'd even like, no, it's not metal, it's not violent enough, you know.
There's a lot of hell and sperm in his lyrics.
Yes, sperm and Satan.
Sperm and hell. All right. Anyway, this is Tooth Grinder with the Shadow.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and whatever.
All right, later.